Republicans think they have a good shot at taking back the House of Representatives next month. Millions of dollars are flooding into races around the country where freshman Democrats are on the hot seat. We're going to visit three districts where Democratic freshmen are in tight races. We start with Kirk Sigler of member station KUNC in Fort Collins, Colorado.
The college town of Fort Collins is a bellwether within a bellwether state. Environmental activists mingle with farmers at local watering holes, and you're more likely to find someone who says they're an independent than a Democrat or Republican. And these swing voters were key to electing Betsy Markey in 2008.
Hi, I'm Betsy Markey. I was looking for Cly, by any chance.
So Markey, who's fighting for her political life, is relying on independents again this year. As she canvasses the Old Town neighborhood, Markey says her message is jobs.
It's been a tough couple of years in this country, and I understand that. I mean, I understand people's fear about the economy, but we are trying everything we can to get back on the right track again, to create jobs.
Unlike some vulnerable Democrats, Markey defends her votes in favor of the health care overhaul and the energy bill with its cap-and-trade provision. Even in the recession, northern Colorado's green economy has added jobs. But Markey's Republican challenger Cory Gardner has taken aim at that cap-and-trade vote and the rest of her brief record.
Betsy Markey really has voted out of step with the people of the 4th Congressional District. It's a common-sense seat. People who understand that if they work hard, the government just needs to leave them alone and get out of the way.
The campaigns of these two candidates mirror many across the country, with Democrats defending their votes and Republicans trying to capitalize on the sagging economy. Colorado State University political scientist John Strayer says Betsy Markey swept into office riding her own wave of anti-incumbent sentiment.
What's happened now is many of the same problems have persisted, particularly in terms of the economy. You got a different bus driver. It happens to be Obama. It happens to be the Democrats. It happens to be Betsy Markey.
But Strayer says don't count Betsy Markey out just yet. A new poll shows her trailing by just a few points. It also puts the number of undecided voters in the double digits. Nancy Bloom is one of them, and she says the economy will be a factor in her decision.
I work part-time, and of course I'm a senior citizen. And on a fixed income, so it does matter to me.
Outside a nearby Starbucks, the current polarized Congress matters most to voter Michael McCarty. He's angry over the Republicans' recent blocking of unemployment benefits.
Who the hell do they think they are? That put more people in the streets.
McCarty says he's an independent, but he's voting for Markey, even though he says he wishes the entire Congress could clear out and start fresh. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler.